can't fight him off. He throws her down on the bed with terrifying force and starts punching her over and over and over again. And the little girl can't bear to look. She is crying now, squeezing her eyes shut and sending silent tears running down her cheeks as she sinks further down underneath the coat, welcoming the feel of it around her as it cocoons her small body. She is helpless, and she just wants to make it all go away. She wants to make the bad man go away. She wants him to leave her mummy alone. Trying her hardest to do as her mummy told her and stop her own screams, she forces the corner of her mother's coat sleeve inside her mouth to muffle any sound that might escape, biting down as her mummy's screams fill the room. Chapter 1. Trying to keep her balance, Michelle Winters hoisted herself up from the front room floor, gulping down the burning bile that rose in the back of her throat as she moved. She could barely stay upright. The room was spinning violently now, as if uneven on its axis, and she didn't stand a chance. Nauseous and dizzy, she plummeted back down to the floor with a thud, pressing her forehead against the carpet to steady herself, as a stringy trail of dribble dangled down from her mouth. The laughter behind her erupted even louder then. The men hysterical, revelling in her humiliation. Gary and his arsehole mates all taking great pleasure at the state she'd managed to get herself in. The state that Gary had purposely got her in, more like. He drugged her. She could hear him boasting proudly as the men all continued laughing at her expense, while she lay in the middle of the lounge floor, convinced that she was going to die.
"I slipped a little something in your drink shell. Didn't realise you were a lightweight girl."
His tone was mocking, and his rowdy mates all thought it was hilarious. To them, she was nothing more than a joke. She needed to get away from them. Dragging herself up onto her knees, she stared over towards her bedroom door. It was blurry and out of focus now, as if she were looking through a tinted lens. She was done with being Gary's entertainment for the night. She needed the solitude and the safety of her bed. She could make it. It wasn't far. She'd be okay after a sleep. She was sure of it. She started crawling, ploughing her fingers into the carpet to gain momentum as she went, ignoring the chorus of chants and jeers behind her, willing their voices to melt into the background as she moved. She was at her lowest ebb. He'd done that to her. Gary. Making her way along the hallway on her hands and knees, she cursed him now. Deep down, she knew that he was no good for her, that he used her at every opportunity. And, for the most part, it suited her that way, because she used him right back. All she really wanted these days was the drink and the gear. She had no use for a man. She just wanted to feel better for a short while, to block out some of the pain inside of her. And Gary supplied that to her in abundance. The numbness that she'd so badly craved, the much-needed oblivion. At first, she'd mistaken his generosity for kindness, convincing herself that he wouldn't be like the other leeches and the hangers-on that she was used to. But he was just like the rest of them, and Michelle had no real leverage over him, not really. Gary wasn't really interested in her, not like that. They'd slept together a few times at the start, when they'd both played the obligatory cat-and-mouse game of reeling each other in, pretending they were different people to what they really were. These days, there was no pretense. Gary had only ever wanted a place to stay. He told her now that she disgusted him, that she was old and haggard, a useless drunk. He couldn't bear to look at her, he'd said one night, and admitted to her that that was why he fed her with drink and drugs, so that she'd pass out and go to bed. He'd have free rein of the flat that way, too. Reaching her bedroom, she stopped still on all fours, her face pressing hard against the wooden panel of the bedroom door as she reached up for